Game Quarters, episode 14.
Woohoo!
It's a motherfucking video game podcast.
That's right.
In case you didn't know.
That's what we hear.
Returning a little bit early.
Yes. Yeah. It's a bonus episode or a half or something.
Yeah.
It's a midweek madness.
Exactly. Anyway, I'm Mackie.
I'm Harlow.
Shiny Lights T-Shrell.
Yeah.
That's got totally T-Shrell sitting in for BJ.
Yeah, that totally threw my like groove off not hearing BJ's name before mine.
Mm-hmm. The dulcet tones of the BJ-nator.
Yes. But yeah,
the dulcet
dude. We just decided to throw a bonus episode here in the middle of our normal monthly schedule because we've actually played a few games and we figured, hey, maybe we'll talk about them.
Hey, why not?
Because that's what we do.
I like games.
Yes.
And I don't like talking over Skype.
Oh,
I prefer being in the room talking on the microphone.
So very, very true.
Much better.
So who's got what? Who's got the newest?
The new hotness?
The newest hotness. Is that... me?
That'd probably be, I don't know.
I've got the newest DLC hotness. Is that the newest?
Same here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I played the Alan Wake DLC.
Oh, yeah. Mine's full game DLC, yo. But go ahead.
Whoa. Well, then it's not DLC now, is it?
Sure.
It's just it's downloadable a, it's game. XBLA. It's DLG.
It's a happy summer game.
XBLAVG.
Yes, let's split hairs here.
Okay.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, I played The Signal, the Alan Wake DLC.
Oh, you can't stop that.
For your Xbox 360. Personal video gaming system, home entertainment.
Right.
Yeah, we were hearing. What is that?
That's a train.
That's a train.
Yeah. Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought it was the sound playing, of my impending doom.
Railroad Tycoon in the background.
Sweet.
Or Railworks.
What is it?
And 87 thermoses DLC packages for it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. 87 is my go-to number, apparently.
It wasn't more thermoses, was it?
No, there are no more thermoses in the DLC.
Oh, good.
There are alarm
rip off.
There are alarm clocks and cardboard standees.
Better. Never mind. Retract previous statement.
Yeah. Yeah.
What, like the
wait,
movie?
So, okay. Alarm clocks and cardboard.
There are, yes, there are 10 alarm clocks and there are 6 cardboard standees.
You mean like Yoda? You, the
yeah.
Cutout?
Like what you see at movie stores? Like characters?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, you know, like if you had.
I could get behind that.
Yeah, like if you had a Shaquille O'Neal standee.
Right.
And you were stupid.
Yeah.
You would have that. And it's one of those, and it's
what we
cool.
had before we had the wall. What are those stickums or whatever they're called?
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about, but I can't remember
what they're called. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wall decals.
Yeah. Stupid.
Right.
Stickers.
Sure.
Stupid giant stickers.
Big, huge
is
stickers.
What they're called.
Right. Yes.
Football helmet.
It's something heads.
Fat heads.
Fat heads.
Yeah.
Thank you.
There you go.
That,
anyway.
That annoying commercial was going to annoy me.
Yeah. So. So that was Alan Wake's DLC.
Right. So some fun. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'll buy that for $10.
No, but I mean, the standees are pretty cool. It's characters from the game. And it's kind of like the whole thing is, it's kind of like, it's a big spoiler. So I can't really talk about kind of how it goes, but it's basically all taking place in Alan Wake's head after the conclusion of the main game.
Okay.
Because since they've already set it up for a sequel and they keep talking about sequel. Yeah, he lives.
Alan's sleep.
He lives. But yeah, it's kind of like he's in some kind of dream sequence. Mm. So it gives them a good chance to do a little tweak on a lot of areas you visited already, but kind of mess with them quite a bit.
Right.
Yeah.
So I guess what I want to know is how does he deal with the cardboard cutouts as far as transport?
No, he just shows it. He just reads them.
Oh.
Because so like in the original game, you go into the diner mm-hmm. and like, you know, the whole thing is he's supposed to be this famous
right,
author,
right.
which, you know.
I played that far.
It doesn't happen ever. Like, you know, nobody would recognize an author on site or have his cardboard standee standing in their diner.
Sure.
But anyway, it's
I
like,
remember that now.
Mm.
Yeah, I remember that in the diner that there was the cardboard cutout.
Yeah, okay. It's like those, except it's other characters from the game.
Right.
And it's like as if they had each written a book.
Ah.
So it's got a little like... description of the
so
book
he doesn't collect them like thermoses and take them with him.
No,
because that would be funny.
Only the alarm clock he takes.
Because then he's got like Leisure Suit Larry pockets.
Yes. Well, he does have a lot of room for like flares and bullets and shotguns
and thermoses alone. I mean
that tweed jacket. That tweed jacket's got some sweet
it's
pockets.
A tweed jacket of holding.
plus three.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, but it's pretty short. It took me maybe 2 hours, and I was kind of really poking around and you know. Mm. Being stupid, looking for stuff.
Thermoses.
So,
sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I kept looking for thermoses. I was like, fuck, they haven't found any yet.
Manuscripts
and then
from
it
thermoses.
Ended. Yeah. But, no, I mean, it's free if you bought the game new.
Right.
You know, $7 isn't a bad price for it. It's basically like a short chapter of the game.
Okay.
Is what adds on. And it's just the only thing is the combats. There are some sections that it's a lot. More annoying.
Yeah. Hmm. That's what made me stop playing.
Yeah.
See, I didn't mind the combat. I really didn't.
Really?
Well,
did you get up to the point where there would be like 6 guys who would attack you at once?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe then, and then you would kill maybe those. You would kill those six guys, and then take 10 steps, and there'd be another 6 guys attacking you.
No, I don't think I got that far.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's like kind of what sections of the DLC do, which not cool. Not cool at all.
Right.
I don't know. I liked it. If you liked Alan Wake, you'll probably like it. If you didn't have any enjoyment out of Alan Wake, you are probably not going to enjoy the DLC for it. So
fair enough.
Yeah. So there you go.
Sorry.
Yeah, but, yeah, one thing I want to say.
Okay.
Barry returns in the DLC.
Barry? Is that your agent, dude?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who, he's just as awesome. He actually has the best lines in the DLC.
Okay.
He makes fun of Alan Wake at quite a few points, which I appreciate because Alan Wake is kind of a douche.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Yeah. So, yeah, all in all, it's fun. If you bought it new, you might as well download it and play it.
Sure.
Just don't play it before you finish the game or you're going to be like, what the hell's going on? I don't understand.
Damn.
Because it's directly after the end of the game. So, yeah, I played that.
Okay.
What was the downloadable content you played?
Oh, I was speaking of Monday Night Combat.
Oh, yes. That's what we played.
Yeah, one of the Summer Arcade Live something.
Summer of Arcade.
Summer of Arcade thing.
Again.
Again.
Another Summer of Arcade.
Another summer.
Summer's happen.
So,
Summer's Eve.
I was mildly interested in this game when I first heard about the concept. And I was real on the fence the more I heard about it, because it was just sounded more and more like a Team Fortress ripoff.
Mm-hmm.
But then I got the demo, and yeah, I really enjoy it. And I never really got too heavily into Team Fortress. Number one, because I started trying to play on the Xbox, and that community, just as we've talked about,
just
disintegrated. Yeah. Mostly because they stopped updating it, and people stopped playing it. And yeah. And what's weird is, like, it took me a long time to learn to be a first-person shooter player on consoles.
Mm-hmm.
Now I suck at first-person shooters on the PC.
Really?
It's really bizarre. Like, I have actually retrained my brain, and the last couple times I've tried to play anything first-person shooter on the PC, I am terrible. And it's so weird because, I mean, I born and raised keyboard-mouse combo thing. So, yeah, this is just bizarre. But, yeah, all that said, I really enjoy Monday Night Combat. I suppose it's a little bit like Team Fortress, but it plays more like a fast-paced tower defense game.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I enjoy that aspect. The multiplayer, there's two modes. You got Blitz mode, which is pretty much straight up tower defense. You have a base, robots are coming to destroy it. You got to build turrets / shoot them to prevent, you know, protect your money ball, which is in the center of the base.
Mm-hmm.
And then the multiplayer plays more like what my limited experience with, like, a Dota or
Dawn of the Ancients.
I think it's Defense of the Ancients.
Defense of the Ancients. Yeah.
Or
Destruction of the Ancients.
There's more than one game that's
Dysentery
like
Dysentery of the Ancients.
Yes. Disenfranchisement of the Ancients.
I like that one best. Yeah.
So
Dota.
Yeah, so Dota, which is a Warcraft 3 mod and has now spawned things that are their own standalone games. I was in a beta for one of them, and I can't for the life of me. Let me just say, those aren't my kind of games. That's the easiest way to say it.
But you like this one.
But I like this one because it's fast-paced. The problem with Dota and the other one that I cannot remember that'll come to me in 5 minutes is patience, and I don't have it. Because the problem is with those is, like, you've really got to follow your crawl, basically your AI controlled spawned robots that come out and start going towards the enemy base. And you just got to understand that for about 10 waves, they're just going to get annihilated, and you just kind of got to hold back and hold your base and slowly push forward. And this is a little bit, it's like that, but it's much faster paced. Like, you're probably only waiting like 30 seconds to get a few waves of the robots towards the enemy base before you can start going and doing your standard, you know, deathmatch, team deathmatch killing kind of thing.
Yeah.
And you're just trying to get your way into the other person's base and destroy their money ball, and they're trying to get into yours, and you're basically just building up defense / attacking, and kind of like a capture the flag, but a little more base defense heavy than your standard capture the flag, which is run the fuck over there, grab the flag, and run the fuck back.
Yeah.
This is
a little bit slower.
But yeah, it's a lot of fun, and I mean, I think people are like, oh, it's $15, but come on, if you get into it, there's a lot of meat for $15 compared to some other $15 games.
Yeah, my only worry is the community that develops around it.
Yeah.
Because if that dries up, then
yeah, that's,
the game's
kind of that's done. One of the hypothetical things I'm kind of worried about is, you know, we have so many multiplayer-focused games come and go, and it's like people are all on board it for like 2 months now, and then it's gone. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, Tommy and I have just recently picked back up Blur. You know, we got way into it when it first came out. Even before, I think we were both in the demo beta, whatever thing.
Yeah, I think we all played the beta
and enjoyed it. You know, enjoyed it, and then we got the game and, you know, progressed for a ways, and then we kind of put it down and come back. And when it like the week it came out, I mean, there was 10,000 people online playing.
20 person matches were nothing uncommon.
Yeah, and now I jumped in on Sunday afternoon.
It's hard to get 5 or 6
people. 300 people online total in the primary racing, lobby, you know, powered up racing, which is what most people play. 300 people total worldwide.
Yeah. And that's frustrating.
And then the single player, once you get past the fourth tier, it's just real hard anyway.
Yeah, well, I was just talking about the state of multiplayer gaming is that we're throwing new games all the time, and it's like, you know, I like this game. And like I said, for $15, I think if, you know, a month from now the community dries up or whatever, I'm not going to feel like I got ripped off because I've already easily had $15 worth of fun with this game. Yeah. But at the same time, it's like, I would like to see games like, I mean, look at Team Fortress, for example, on the PC. I mean, that game has been out for 2-3 years now.
3 years.
3 years.
Almost.
And it's still got a huge following. I mean, people.
Well, but that's a different case.
It is. But I mean,
Valve is updating the shit out of that game. Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
They're continually. It's like they have taken this game that even if you spent $30, I think max price, buy it alone when it was brand new, you know, not even part of the Orange Box, you know, you've gotten an incredible amount of value for that. I mean, for 3 years they've been throwing new updates and new incentives to play this game.
Yeah,
you know, and now it's all about your only incentive is like, hey, spend $10 now and you can buy 3 new maps. You know, and that's like what's supposed to keep you playing multiplayer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really? I mean, at a certain time of the day, it's like people are. I mean, they still release Halo and Gears of War map packs, and I'm like, really? I mean, I'm kind of done with this game. I mean,
the only time I tend to go back to any of those is when they do like double XP weekends sort of shit.
But. I don't know. It's weird. It's like I want games to persist, but it's like there's always going to be like 5 games that are always have people playing Halo 3, Gears of War, you know, Modern Warfare, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those will always have their number of people that will always be there until the next version of it comes out. And then there's these other games that people flock in, play it for a little while, and then just drop it and go back to the
other Red thing. Dead's become like that.
Yeah.
Where you, like, when it first came out, people were able to get posses together and just do all sorts of cool stuff. And now it's just kind of like, it's always a free-for-all. And if somebody wants to do, like, a gang match or anything like that, it's just like, nobody's like, no, we're just grinding XP.
Yeah.
You know, because people are just kind of trying to level up to get their achievements out of the way.
Yeah, but that's just a case of, I think, too much going on in one multiplayer thing. Because it's basically just join a game and then decide what to do instead of, like...
Yeah.
You know, join a capture the flag game or, you know, join a specific thing. It's like get online with some people and then figure out what you want to do. You know, like I said, I'm not overly impressed with Red Dead's online component at all. I mean,
I think
Rockstar just doesn't get that because GTA 4 was just as broken
when
it came to online stuff.
Yeah. And really all I've done in it is the achievements that I can basically do single player in multiplayer, you know, like the blowing up 500 guys with a cannon and.
Yeah.
And making it from, you know, the top northeast corner of the map to the bottom southwest corner in under a day.
Yeah, which you said, and it was taking you like 20 minutes.
When I did it, like in game time, it was like less than 3 hours out of the day it took to get there. So, I mean, I was like, okay, why did I like sit there waiting until dawn
you could have
just to be sure I'd make it? Right. And then I was there by 9 a.m. You know, it's kind of like, okay, game. That was not the biggest achievement I made, but.
Right.
But yeah, I think I'm. Unless we decide to do some co-op, I might be just done with that game at this point. Because I think I've gone as far as I can go. Because I'm sure as hell not getting a level 50 online.
All right.
Because I enjoy like shooting dudes in their little hideouts, but I don't enjoy it that much.
Yeah.
To grind out 50 levels worth of it.
I honestly can't. Because
I'm at like level 20, I think, and even then, it's just kind of. I don't know. I like the single player much better.
Oh yeah.
And I think I've played so much of that game now that I'm just kind of sick of that environment. I hate to say it, I love it, but I'm just kind of like, all right, I'm sick of crossing the bridge to Mexico and just, you know, I don't know. It's hard to explain, but even though I love it, I think I need to give it a break for quite a while.
Probably a good plan. What's funny is I actually kind of want to get back into playing it now, just because it's been enough time that I've given it that now I keep hearing everybody talk about it. I'm like, oh, I kind of want to play it again.
Yeah.
Now I've loaned BJ my copy, so.
Yeah, I might loan you mine if you want.
Just rotate around. But anyway, yeah.
Yeah, if you want, I can loan you mine.
Maybe.
We can do a little trading circle there.
Sure.
I do want to get back into the co-op, because I did have some good co-op matches with people.
Yeah.
And it was weird because there was one where you have to herd cattle, which was my least favorite part of the game. And it was me, Powerbomb, and one other random guy who accidentally, I think we had him in our posse when we were just fucking around. And when we switched to another game, it kind of pulled him with us.
Okay.
And we didn't realize it. Because Powerbomb wanted to get the co-op, the two guys, one co-op achievement.
Okay. Right.
And, yeah. And it pulled the third guy in, and we're like, oh shit. Oh, well, and so we're like, fuck it, we'll do it. And we just you have 20 cattle and you have to herd them all to this one, to this one area while there's dudes constantly spawning, just trying to shoot all of them.
Shoot the cows?
Yeah.
Okay.
You have to get all your cows. I mean, they shoot at you, but they shoot more at the cows, and there's just fucking hundreds of them, it feels like. And you're like, God, am I ever going to get these cows to this freaking pasture? And we ended up with 5 cows out of the 20. Cause it was at the end, it was you cannot allow any more cows to die. any more cows and you fail. You are a failure. So we're like, all right, shit.
Fail at failing hard.
So we're trying to herd these cattle because cattle herding is the worst part of the game by far. But finally we get them all in there, and then it's gold medal. And I was like, wait, what? We only saved 5 cows. But apparently this dude who jumped on with us, headshotted so many people that he earned us enough points to get gold medal. I was like,
nice.
All right, cool.
I don't know why
he tagged along.
I imagine the standard Xbox scenario that you and Powerbomb are herding the cattle all nice and, cowboy, weaving back and forth, keeping the herd. And then you just have random asshole in front of the cattle going, just fucking it all up.
Yeah, I didn't mind the guy.
He'd be Billy Crystal with the coffee grinder. You know, just fucking up the whole situation.
I didn't mind the guy because he didn't have a microphone.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, all right, this works.
Right.
It's sad that I prefer people that do not use microphones.
Yeah, I haven't plugged in my headset except when we play. I've been playing some online, and I haven't plugged my headset in for 3 months.
Yeah. My biggest issue has been I've been trying to get the be most wanted for 10 minutes and survive, and get away, and then lose your wanted level. And I swear every time I get to 8-9 minutes and some asshole shoots me from across the river or just kills me for no reason, literally no reason. It's a guy who's level 50 who doesn't even need the XP for killing the guy, anything. It's just nope, you're dead. And I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
And it's happened to me 7-8 times.
Why don't
now.
You just start a private match and not let anyone
because
in?
It has to be public.
It does?
Yeah.
Oh.
It has to be in a public match. Yeah, that's the problem with all of them is they're all in a public match, do this. So, yeah. So all I've been doing is trying to find the matches with the least number of people in them.
Yeah.
I was going to try and do it this morning when I got up at 9, since I didn't go to work today. And then, of course, I had to go to work.
Yeah.
So my day off didn't work too well for
right.
that. But
fuck that shit.
But
just want to play video games.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Yes, and then I tried to join a game, and I died trying to jump off of the place with the cannons. That's where I get
the
my
fort?
Wanted level up. Yeah, I get the okay. fort up by just shooting the cannon constantly and just blowing dudes up. And then jumping off the side of the fort is not a good idea, just so you know. So yeah,
that's pro tip.
Yeah, pro tip. Don't jump off the side of the fort. You will die.
Yeah.
And then you'll have wasted 10 minutes of your life blowing things up for no reason.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Good times.
So T-Strel, you been playing any video games?
Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah, I ended up getting all the DLC for Green Day Rock Band.
DLC?
Well, export to Rock Band 2.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, so I've been getting a lot more people playing online and actually sticking around.
Wait, okay.
I'm confused. You can export.
Yeah, I know, but you're saying you've been playing it in Rock Band 2?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But that makes more people want to play?
Yeah, the more DLC you have in Rock Band 2, the more people will actually play. You run across a lot of people who have... It literally in their name 800 DLC, and they won't play if you have 103. They will leave if they don't have...
They sound like douches.
A lot of them are.
Yeah, most of the people still playing Rock Band 2 are douches.
Oh, hey,
guys. Other than T-Stro, of course.
Yeah, he's Master Douche.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But didn't you make a tattoo that goes on your chest for your character that says 106 DLC or something like that?
Which is no longer correct, but whatever. Yeah,
still.
Hmm. Yeah. I did because I was, you know what,
if you're going to leave, ridiculously lame,
it does. If you're going to leave because I don't have the music you want to play, we'll go ahead and leave now.
Well, whenever I played, it was like people are always like, I want to play some Avenged Sevenfold. And I'm like, fuck you, I'm a drummer. No. They're like, man, Dream Theater. Come on, let's play Dream Theater. I'm like, fuck you, Dream Theater. That's shit. So,
yeah,
that's been my experience with Rock Band Online. Well,
and the thing is, and you know,
this is why I don't play online.
Well, you've seen the way I play. It's whatever anybody else wants to play. I really don't care. I don't care. Just want to play.
Yeah, because you just, 100% it no matter what it is.
There might be. No, you didn't.
I just did.
You did.
Oh. Right.
Yeah. So did you still have a copy of Green Day Rock Band or did you just do the exploit?
Yeah, I need to go ahead and play through it, get the achievements for it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I haven't played since that one night when we played, like when I first got it. Yeah. I keep meaning to put it in and I'm like, I don't feel like dragging the drums out. I don't feel like getting the guitar out. I don't feel like singing, so basically,
I really just don't feel like playing this game.
I feel like playing Rock Band, but I don't want any of the effort involved in playing Rock Band. So, you know,
too true.
Yeah. So you've been messing around with that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You cleared out Ghostbusters, didn't you?
Yeah, I think I talked about that though.
Last
yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
I don't actually listen to what anybody says.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. I finished it. That was a very fun game. It has its weird moments. It ebbs and flows. It feels like it's dragging, and then all of a sudden you go through three or four levels really quick, and then you get a big, long, slow piece. But it plays well.
This is Ghostbusters.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. The end
I'm
of the
still
game,
just...
It's a satisfying game. It's a good game.
Okay. I still don't get why there was no co-op in the game. That just baffles me still. But
there's online, but it's not that good.
Yeah, but that's not like play through the story Mm-mm. co-op mode thing. Which is what you should have. They should have not done, like, you know, Jackass wannabe Ghostbuster. You should have just
been
like
pick.
Yeah, like a TMNT game, you know, pick your who you want to be. I want to be Egon. Yeah. No, not really.
Nobody ever wants to be Egon.
Yeah.
Everyone always wants to be the black Ghostbuster.
Yeah, Winston Zeddemore.
Yeah, him.
Ernie Hudson.
Yeah, Ernie Hudson.
Right.
He was in The Crow.
Yes, and Oz.
And Oz.
Right.
Wasn't he the warden in Oz?
He was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See? If they make an Oz video game, maybe he'll be in the Oz video game.
Oh, gosh.
One can hope. I think that'll be with the PlayStation Move.
Oh. Yeah, better than Kinect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a combination shank / dildo.
Hide your kids, hide your wife.
Dad, I need help with this part where I'm supposed to smuggle something into my bitch in the prison using the move. It's okay. So
is there
I
any,
got experience.
Is there any cavity smuggling in Ghostbusters?
No, not really.
No?
No.
Okay. No.
That's good. It probably wouldn't be appropriate.
Mm.
Right.
Because that doesn't have move support.
No.
Just saying.
Be very careful with that nunchuck controller. Yeah. It's shaped weird. It can get stuck.
Are you speaking from experience, or what's going on?
I don't even own a Wii anymore. or do I?
Yeah.
So I realized last time we casted in my hunt for 50K debacle.
Oh, you mean your cheat session?
Yes, I do mean my cheat session where I actually earned about 3,000 points legitimately, but okay. One of the games I didn't talk about, that got me a long ways there besides Fight Night Round 4 was, I played through Prince of Persia, The Forgotten Sands, and that just,
that is the movie
sort of
based game, right?
Yes. Sort of. About the only thing that has to do with the movie is they kind of made the prince look a little bit more like Jake Nebraska Gyllenhaal. Yeah, that's about it though. It really has.
Ben Kingsley does not do voiceover.
No, I have not seen the movie, but that's what I've heard. That it really, they were developing this game long before, like basically from the moment they announced the movie, they were like, oh, I guess we'll do another video game. And they just went off and were like, the last second, they're like, oh, I guess we can make our character look a little bit more like Jake Gyllenhaal, the Prince of Persia. Yeah. So sure.
So they basically made him white.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, it's a really pretty. It's a pretty good Prince of Persia game. My experience being playing the original 2 on the PC, playing the Sands of Time,
mm-hmm.
not playing the Two Thrones or the Warrior Within. I think were the other ones.
Yeah.
I did not play those. I hadn't played the anime, whatever, cel-shaded one.
Mm-hmm.
But I have
that one was actually kind of fun.
I have it sitting here. I'm going to play through that soon.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I think this was a pretty good callback from like Sands of Time era puzzle solving, but not too terribly difficult. I really enjoy the additional powers that he gets, like the ability mm-hmm. to stop the flow of water versus just time. Like mm-hmm. like time stands still, you know, continues as normal, but like water will sort of freeze.
Okay.
So you basically use that to create additional walls and, you know, pillars to jump on mm-hmm. and things like that. So
is this one more about the puzzling or more about the combat?
It's definitely heavily puzzle, and the combat is there, but not, I don't think even as heavy as the Sands of Time was.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause I liked Sands of Time, but I wasn't crazy about fighting in it. Like it didn't seem fun.
Yeah. The fighting in this isn't perfect. It's still like, I just wish they would like get that Batman flow of combat where it just, you feel like once you understand it, you understand it. And throughout this whole game, I never got that like, oh, okay, now I get it. I get this rhythm I'm supposed to do. And I still mm-hmm. just kind of feel like I'm a little bit button mashing, you know, block, button mash kind of thing. So, you know, but it's, like I said, it's kind of a minor part. But yeah, it's a lot of fun. I mean, you can get it super cheap, so why not?
It's super cheap already?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's kind of surprising.
I don't remember. How did I get it? It was on sale somewhere one day. I think I got it for like $23, like deal.
It's probably one of them you were going. I thought you were going to get it from GameSpot or whatever.
No, it ended up like I was thinking about getting it, and I think it was like showed up on Cheap Ass Games,
or
Cheap Ass Game or whatever it is, and
yeah,
somebody's deal of the day. I don't remember exactly who or where.
That only came out like in May.
Yeah, I mean it may not normally be that cheap, but. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, and I know you can get the cel-shaded one for God.
Oh, yeah, it's $15.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. I don't know. It's just a weird, weird thing that they've done with those games, because it seems like the cel-shaded one was kind of like a reboot, and then they kind of rebooted it again.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's kind of like...
Well, I think the way that this works is this is supposed to sandwich in between Sands of Time and whatever the next one was. Was it the Warrior Within?
Yeah.
So I think it's supposed to be in between those two games. It's been a long time since I played Sands of Time and never playing Warrior Within. I'm not sure about that, but I think that's the timeline. And it's like
it's a bummer that
like a mid-quill.
Sands of Time is the only one that's backwards compatible, at least on 360 right now. Because I had the other two, but they don't work.
That's
because I've thought about going back and playing them. But the issue was those were a lot more combat oriented rather than exploration and puzzling, which was kind of like the much more fun stuff.
Yeah. Well, I'd say is when this is a get it anywhere value pick, it's definitely a $20 game. Maybe it's a fantastic value at $20.
You cranked out some achievements in it too.
I got about 800 points, and I mean, I maybe only played like 8 hours. I mean, it's pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good like weekend game.
Yeah.
And it's a little bit like Arkham Asylum. I mean, really, Arkham Asylum isn't a very long game unless you get Riddle crazy and finding all the combat challenges and
like
doing, if you want to get 100% Batman, that's going to take you a little bit of time, but just just playing through the story is not so bad.
Yeah. And that game is still like kind of for me the gold standard for a fighting system.
Oh, Batman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I don't think there's any fighting system that's better. Once I learned it.
Yeah, not for a brawler type game like that. A puzzle/brawler thing. I've never seen it done
better. Because like no game gives you the feeling that some of those combat challenges do.
Yeah.
When you can just wreck an entire room of guys in one big combo.
Yeah, that is fun.
That is like among the most satisfying video game things you can do.
I would agree with that.
Yep.
But I mean, I tore through that, and I don't know why it completely slipped my mind last time. I mean, mm-hmm. I think because I literally probably put in 10 games trying to get that last bit of score. I was like... Yeah, that's when I ended up having to resort to Fallout that I didn't even have to actually resort to.
Well,
go ahead.
Yeah, I'm at 50.
Yay.
50,001.
One.
How's Harlow actually helped me get that last 25 points.
It's the least I could do. Yeah, so, we got. To, I helped you get the last 25 in... In
Monday Night Combat, because right. What did we do? We did a exhibition match and then a season match.
Yeah, that's split screen. Part of the Blitz, which is like the tower defense version. The first two levels, basically, it's 10 rounds and 20 rounds, and it's pretty quick. And yeah. You wanted to get an exact 25, because that would take you to...
50,001.
Yeah.
Gotta get stupid rid of fucking puzzle fighter, man. Yeah, speaking of online games where you can't get any matches going.
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I need is the online stuff is like the
odd. Gotta go number. Through your list, man, figure out.
Yeah, I know. I'll do it
Viking.
Eventually.
I'll give you Viking. There's an odd number of achievements in that.
I know I'll be like, no, I can finish this game.
Yeah,
I know that's what happens with me. But yeah, 50,001.
What is your completion rate?
What, for games? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I couldn't tell you. There's a lot of them where like I've done everything you can do in single player, but none of the online. Yeah, I could, but it would take too long to go through all that shit. Yeah.
It's going to take me too long to go through all my completed games.
Yeah.
Page after
page. So I will consider you having caught up once you get to 51,550.
Okay.
One. Because isn't there 1550 in Fallout 3
maybe.
On the PC?
Yeah, I don't know.
Either that or I'll just, now that I'm at 50,000, I might just throw it in and cheat.
Go for it.
Just because I can say that I got it.
You got ahead of me again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just cause.
Two.
Two. Yes.
It's a video game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, what got me there, started playing Forza Motorsport 3.
Okay.
I really like it.
Yeah.
I really like it.
The way you were talking about it, it looks like I might have to.
Yeah. Cause I was back in the day, I was a huge Gran Turismo fan. Like Gran Turismo 2, I basically did. I want to say I owned just about every car in the game and had golds on, you know, every single race.
Right.
Gran Turismo 3 A spec. I was pretty close to being 100% on that too. I mean, there were times where I just ran the, there was what it was, the autopilot or mm-hmm. what was it where it would run the game
I
for
didn't
you.
Like that part. Yeah. I still don't like that part.
24 hour races where you could just run them. Like I would run them overnight, like leave my PS2 on and just let them run with, you know, supercars that I had built up and
the Escudo.
Yeah. Just so I could get,
I have no idea what the hell you're talking about.
Oh,
yeah.
Pikes Peak Escudo.
Yep, Pikes Peak Escudo. But...
Oh, is that the, like, 1,400 horsepower?
Yeah, it was a Suzuki, right?
Little red four-wheel drive.
Yeah, I kind of remember that
now. Yeah, I would... Sometimes I'd use that if I wanted to be sure. Like, it was a really tough competition, I'd use that. But usually I had other cars I'd built that were good enough. But needless to say, I went ballistic on Gran Turismo 3. I was one of the guys who had the original steering wheel. Like, I got it with the game. You know, when it was like $150 friggin' dollars to get the force feedback and all that. So you could say I was into it back then.
I guess so.
GT4, not so much because it was.
Oh, and you should try 5.
No. Yeah. Yeah. That's what's funny about playing this one now.
Prologue is freaking terrible.
Prologue?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It's weird because like you think about it, since Gran Turismo 4 came out, there have been 3 Forza games. And each one has been better than the next. I liked Forza 2, but I just couldn't get into it. I guess because I was so heavily into Burnout at the time that I got it, that simulation style stuff wasn't doing it for me.
Yeah.
But what I'm really, really loving about Forza 3 is you can make it as arcadey as you want, or you can make it as, as simulator based as you want. And as far as like achievements and advancement in the game, it's like, I don't care. Do what you want. You know, it's like, it's cause you can, it has the best thing it has, which was in 2 also. And I can't remember if it was 1 or not, but it's the driving assist line where it's basically a green line that says if it's green, you need to be accelerating. If it's red, you need to be braking.
Right.
And it gives you kind of like the best line through. And I mean, you can set the setting so low that you can have it auto brake. So all you really have to do is control the throttle. If you're like a super arcadey, you know, Project Gotham, Ridge Racer type of person.
Ridge Racer.
Yeah, where all you care about is just like drifting through curves and doing all that stuff. You can like have it do that where it's automatically going to brake and you don't even have to worry about hitting brakes at any point. Or you know, you can set it full, you know, turn off all the ABS, all the traction control, all of it. And the difference is what it does is it gives you more XP when you do that.
Okay.
You know, so if you turn off the assist, you could like get massive amounts of XP per race rather than going through and doing it, you know, with everything on, then it's like, okay, yeah, you did good. You won, you know, but I like what I like. I love that. And I also love that they've kind of taken out all the, well, not taken out, but they've kind of pushed aside all the little, hey, tweak your camber and buy this flywheel and, you know, all the little upgrade things. They just have a button that you can hit where it's like, it's called quick upgrade. And it's like, okay, this is a B level race. I want my car to be the best possible B level car you can make. And it'll say, okay, that'll cost you 42,000, but here, you know, we will max out your B. And nice. So you can just click a button and it'll say, okay, done. So you don't have to worry about going through all the menus and searching through everything and finding which thing is compatible with your car. And, oh no, now this is a level A car and I can't use it in this race. You know, all that sort of shit.
Right.
You can just tell it, do this. And it goes, okay, quick upgrade. You're done. I mean, you can still go through and do all that stuff, but it's a very Microsoft product.
Yeah.
You know, cause it's like, it's kind of like, you know, Vista compared to 98 or something where it's like, yeah, you can find that menu. You just have to go through, you know, you have to change three or four settings to get to it. You know, it's kind of the same sort of thing where it's like, here's the easy, quick and dirty thing. Yeah. And then here's the,
I can do this.
Yeah. And then they've got that, or they just got the, hey, here it is.
Yeah.
Here's your upgrade. So, sweet. I mean, they've really simplified. They've made it easy to just pick up and go.
Yeah. Which is good. Cause I don't know much about all that.
Yeah. And I mean, I used to get into all of it. You know, I used to adjust the freaking camber on the tire, you know, on the,
I, actually, you know, looking all at the, me for words. I don't,
yeah. Like all, what the hell is just a camber? All the,
you actually could change
all the gear ratios. Like I used to go in and do and mess with all that shit.
You could change the tire pressures, watch their heat. The game was, at least the very first one, had literally too many options.
Huh. I know how to, you know, config my config.sys and autoexec.bat to get the most high mem.
To get the...
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
MCMS.
Yeah.
CD. But...
QMEM, baby.
Yeah. But it's... I'm really, really enjoying it. And it's a lot of fun. The cars are fun. And the graphics are really good. But it's got one of my pet peeves about a lot of video games, and it's, I know it's done for frame rate reasons, but everything in the distance is razor sharp and real life doesn't look like that. So it always gets that unrealistic look and, you know, I can only assume it's because, you know, basically racers have to be at 60 frames a second or they're kind of not worth playing for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, so, you know, that's why they do
take
it.
Take off like any kind of blur effect type of thing.
Yeah. But I would love if somebody figured out a, you know, a racing game where the blur works, you know,
blur
levels of depth. Yeah.
What does
is it like that?
It blurs pretty well, actually.
Blurs very smooth.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, the levels of depth actually work the way they should.
It feels right to me.
Yeah.
If you like, I'm going fast.
Yeah. And cockpit view in that game is pretty crazy in Forza also. Cause you actually see your guy's hand moving around on the wheel and,
sweet.
And you know, the bars of, you know, looking around, and if you'd free look, you could actually look around the car.
Forza is a Xbox only, right? That's exclusive. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a Microsoft Studios.
So that's
game.
That's their GT answer basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's honestly, like after playing this, I don't know why, what Gran Turismo 5 could do that I would want that is not in this game.
Yeah. It's rather unfortunate. I mean, it sounds like they did a really good job there because basically way back in the day, PlayStation 1 days, I actually got my stepdad to play games by buying him a PS1 and GT and then GT2.
Mm-hmm.
And he did that too. He did like the 24 hour races by hand. And I mean, he was obsessed with that game.
Yeah. I mean, Gran Turismo 2 is one of my favorite games ever.
Basically when I told him, you know, I had him come over and I showed him GT3. I didn't buy it. I think I just rented it and said, this is what the PS2 can do. And he ran out and bought a PS2 like the next day and copy the game because, you know, older people can do that. They have money on the fly. And I actually talked them into getting a PS3 for several reasons because I figured that would give them the Blu-ray player. He could have his GT. And I didn't realize that Prologue was literally like an extended demo, more or less, is what it is. And, so, I mean, he was all excited. He gets the PS3. I get him, you know, I get him GT5 Prologue and they get it all set up and we fire up the game. And it's like, what the shit is this?
Yeah, it's like 20 cars.
Yeah, there's like 20 cars, tracks. Like no settings you can do, no parts you can buy. It's like, it looks damn pretty. I mean, it is definitely a showpiece of what the PS3 can do graphics wise, but fuck, it's like, it's like a $40 demo disc.
Yeah. I don't know what they're doing.
I don't know.
I mean, honestly, what the fuck are they doing?
No idea. They're probably, you know, they probably took that team off of GT to go work on PlayStation Home. Because that's awesome.
It wouldn't surprise me if that's what Sony did. Yeah. But my God, dude.
Yeah, their software department needs some serious work.
Yeah. But, I mean, I just, it's funny thinking about, you know, Gran Turismo also in that the PSP version was the reason I bought a PSP. I was like, I saw that. I was like, holy fuck. Yeah. Are you serious?
It's still not out?
No, it's out.
Oh, it's out now.
I never bought it.
Okay.
I was just like, you know what? No, I don't need it.
Right.
It's kind of, it's weird how it almost feels like time has passed that series by.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, and like I said, I don't know what it can do that Forza 3 doesn't do already. Because Forza 3 has just streamlined everything to such a perfect level, and you can set, like, you make your own difficulty, you know, and I love that it's not like, no, you started your season in simulation mode, fuck you, you know, or hey, you started in Arcadia mode, don't, can't change that, you know, it's kind of...
You're dumb, you ain't gotten any smarter.
And I love that if a race really sucks, you know, you can, it also has the hire a driver mode.
Wait, really?
But yeah, like
he was telling
but,
me that it's got a rewind 30 seconds mode.
Oh, so yeah, I forgot about the rewind.
The Prince of Persia mode.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And rewind, no limit on it, no penalty for it.
Okay.
I mean, I prefer not to use it, obviously, unless I'm like in the very last lap of a really tough race and I spin out or something stupid like that. At least it's not like fuck controller smash, but I mean it's got that stuff in it. It's got just about everything you would want that would make the game accessible.
You've got me sold.
Yeah.
Yeah. I might have to borrow it because it's, like I said, I'm real touchy when it comes to my racers. I liked GT2 and that's where I stopped. I didn't really care for 3, strangely enough.
Yeah.
I've seen this in the pawn shops for $20. So okay.
What, Forza?
Yeah.
Yeah. The only thing about is it's got a lot of that exclusive DLC for new copies. You know, it's got the code with it, which is a lot of cars and tracks that are
worth it.
Not available anywhere else.
Well, the thing is, I don't know what's like if you go in and you look at the marketplace, it'll say, hey, this is available with new copies. Otherwise it's like $15 for one of them and $5 for another. I think it's like pretty
steep.
Yeah. So it's pretty steep for what, you know, for what you're getting. And then of course they have tons of DLC packs with new cars and I think the only new track they put in is Nürburgring, which, you know, every racer apparently has to have that.
Okay.
Which is the big, huge European track. That's
it's an hour-long track.
Yeah.
One lap.
Okay. No,
16 minutes. How much?
I think it's like a $5 download.
Yeah.
It was on sale a couple weeks ago. That's why I ended up buying. That's what got me back into the game. I was like, oh, crap, there's a bunch of DLC for like half price. And I ended up buying it that way.
Apparently, I don't do a lot of racing stuff because I don't know half of what you're talking about. I mean,
it's like, a huge honestly, track in Germany.
Nuremberg.
And that's the
Nuremberg,
thing.
Like the trials.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
You'll know it. It's a windy, really big track. But
I know history. I don't know.
It makes very pretty commercials.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. But it's kind of funny with racing games, too, is it's like, okay, yeah, there's that track. You know, it's like, oh, there's Laguna Seca. Yep.
Sears Point.
Yep.
You call it what it is.
There's Maple Valley. You know, all these. Autumn Ring.
There's like a 500. Go 3 car.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, if you're into racing and any sort of simulation type game, I couldn't recommend this game highly enough. It's really brought me back because, you know, I'm a Burnout guy and I still prefer Burnout. Just because I like the crazy, insane arcadiness and crashing of it. But this game is just so well-tuned. Then definitely worth it.
Sweet.
So, yeah, I will have to let you borrow it.
Once
I can pry it out of my Xbox.
I just have to see it. I mean, I don't need to borrow it for very long. I just kind of want to... I can usually tell pretty quickly with a racer whether I like it or not. Speaking of racers, if I can find it cheaper than $55 used at GameStop-o, then I really, really want to pick up Split Second now.
Yeah, the guys on that video game podcast.
Yeah,
I've been playing some games with them, and they're really.
Yeah, they're raving about it hard. Other people are raving about it hard. They seem to the last review I heard before that really said it was like it was a perfect 8-hour game. They seem to talk about it a lot higher and have a lot more replay.
Yeah. I mean, they play a lot of multiplayer. Yeah. That's the big difference with those guys is, you know, they have set up sessions with people where they're like, okay, we're playing that. Like, cause I've been playing Left 4 Dead 2 on Monday nights with them.
Yep. And I think they're going to sell me on a copy of, Tiger Woods 10.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Cause I'm definitely on board with that. I've always enjoyed the Tiger Woods games. I like the new mechanic of, adultery, the adultery mechanic. That's pretty awesome.
Oh, the mini game.
Yeah. It's a mini game.
The cocktail waitress mini game.
Yeah, it is.
Sweet.
Yeah. It's kind of like hot coffee, but slightly different. It's like a rhythm game. Kind
of thing. Like a front nine, back nine joke here.
Yeah. What?
Nothing.
Okay. And there's the crashing your Oldsmobile into your tree mechanic. That's pretty awesome. It's like a racing game for about 30 seconds. Yeah. It's pretty cool.
Nice.
But yeah, no, I definitely want to, I think I want to pick that up and start playing with them because they have a pretty regular league thing going on, I think. So
yeah, they do.
I can get behind that.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, but Split Second, they can't say enough good things about Split Second.
And yeah.
I mean, I haven't bought that or Blur yet, so I might end up buying Split Second.
Because
when he tells me, it's better than Burnout, that's when I go, really?
Yeah.
That really? Wait, I might have
Paradise
to...
or Revenge?
Which Burnout? Either one doesn't matter to me.
Yeah.
I still like Revenge.
Yeah, I was going to say, we're talking earlier about games that have their groups of online people that just don't leave the game.
God, I couldn't imagine.
Go play Burnout Revenge.
There are still people racing.
Really? In Revenge?
That's amazing.
Ones, the exact same ones from two years ago.
Interesting.
I wish I had gotten into it enough, enough online racing. Because racing online is a lot different than racing the computer. Oh, yeah. But yeah, I still love that game.
Take a look.
One day I'm going to get all the achievements in that game, and that's going to be my crowning achievement for video games. Because that's one of those games where like the achievements are just fucking brutal. It's like gold medal everything.
Yeah, get your friends to watch your video. That's
four-year-old
game.
God, I've tried that so many times, and I can't seem to get the timing right to get it up to enough people watching it.
Got to wait for like a double XP weekend on Revenge. That will never happen.
Yeah, that was something else I was talking about with BJ the other day is Big Surf Island.
Uh-huh.
I keep waiting for the DLC to like get a deal of the week or something. I don't think EA is doing that with their games. I mean, Dragon Age, they're doing it right now because I believe it's EA published, but I mean, that's more BioWare than them, but they just don't seem to go on the deal of the week because I wanted the same thing for Mirror's Edge, the time trial DLC, which is really cool looking. And I'm still like, you know what? $10, maybe $5. Definitely. And it just never seemed to drop.
Did you end up buying that game?
Yeah, I have it. I ended up getting it. I borrowed it from you originally. And then I ended up getting it used for Gamefly for like $8 or something ridiculous like that.
Heck of a deal.
Yeah. That game. I still love that game too. And I want to play the time trials on that. And I want to play Big Surf Island, but I'm thinking I'm probably going to have to pay full price to do it. But BJ said, you know what? I think I've had enough Burnout. I've gotten enough Burnout Paradise out of Burnout Paradise. And I'm like, I know what you mean, but I haven't.
I have plenty more to do in that game, so yeah, I'm nowhere near buying Big Surf Island.
I've noticed, though, every road time trial,
has its
BJ's form. Got it. Out of our group.
Yeah.
He's got it.
Okay.
Yeah, he
I think it's motorcycles, though. I think he's using
motorcycles have their own thing.
Oh, do they?
Yeah. So he did it legit. Because he did it late in the game. I like, kind of did most of them early on, so I didn't have really the awesome, my gold and platinum cars to drive around in.
Well, go squash his times.
I can't go down that rabbit hole again.
Do it.
I can only do it when Big Surf Island is there. I'll do it, but until then, no.
They added thermoses.
Oh, really?
And manuscripts and cardboard cutouts.
Really?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Of Kathy Ireland.
Nice.
Let's take a break.
Let's.
Because we got to figure.
That's
out
a great note to leave on.
We got to figure out some value games and figure out the hell else we've played to talk about. I have one little bombshell I'm going to drop after the break.
But, oh, that's right.
Yeah. All right. We'll be back.
Cool. All right, welcome back. No Quarters. Episode 14. Woo-hoo. Second half.
It's a motherfucking video game podcast.
That is correct.
So let me go ahead and drop my knowledge to my bomb. It's not a knowledge bomb. For the second half to start us off so that you could just be angry with me for the whole second half.
You've been teasing us all night with this. I'm just kind of curious what you're going to... I mean, StarCraft 3, is that what it is?
Yeah, I'm playing StarCraft 3. I've traveled 15 years into the future and I'm playing StarCraft 3. Hmm. It's pretty cool, huh?
Is it part 1, part 2, or part 3?
It's part 8. I'm at the very end.
Oh, so they split it up so they can make like 320 or however much 8 you times are not 6 is. I'm not good at math.
You're not so far off.
StarCraft 2, you bought it?
No. Okay.
All right, what's the deal?
Let me recap the saga of my Blizzard account.
Oh,
so
no.
That, so we can...
oh, no, I know where this is going.
So that we can fully appreciate what happened here.
Oh, no, no, no.
So I was afraid to buy StarCraft 2, mostly because my World of Warcraft account had been banned, because back in the day I was really busy and I started on a new server with some friends. You know, that always happens when you play World of Warcraft. You meet some new people who are actually playing actively, and they're always like, "Oh, we play on this server." And I'm like, "Fuck, everything I've got is over here." And so it's like you can pay your $25 to move a character over to another server. Up until recently, you couldn't switch factions, you know, so if you were starting on a brand new server on a different kind of server, you literally couldn't move your character from one thing to another. So you're just starting over square one. I played hours upon hours of World of Warcraft. So I bought like $5, $10 worth of gold because it's like, you know what? I've earned this. I'm starting over and I'm only here because I want to play with friends and I can't take my existing progress over. So that's being said, you know, we've already established I'm a dirty, dirty cheater. So
I'm aware.
I was afraid that because that had happened, that my entire Battle.net account was in some sort of jeopardy. So I'm not going to run out and buy a $60 digital download game that my account could be. And I was also kind of sort of afraid that my account had been hacked into for World of Warcraft, which is the same password as your Battle.net. So I didn't want, I was just afraid. I was like, I'm going to contact Blizzard. I'm going to figure out what's going on, you know, get everything squared away. And after numerous emails saying, they assured me my account had never been hacked, you know, that I was in the clear that way. Well, in doing all this, I noticed that my World of Warcraft account went from banned to inactive. And I thought, you know, let's see what's going on there. And I turned my World of Warcraft account back on.
You stupid fuck.
Yeah.
So, how's that going?
Oh, that's just going great.
How's it treating you?
Oh, I feel so proud of myself. That's why I just now thought of it.
So how many level 60 guys do you have?
Two, I think. Just two.
Already?
No. I mean, my old stuff was still there.
It's
still there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
My so old... did you make a Death Knight?
Yeah.
Did you buy all the expansions as well? Or did you already have them?
I
thought you quit before, like, Lich King and the other shit.
I have Lich King, but I do now.
Did you? You had the other one, though?
Yeah.
What is the other one?
Burning Crusade.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's the second
one. Yeah. That was the first one. That there was the original game, Burning Crusade. Lich King's second. Now Cataclysm is coming out someday. Whenever they finish it. So, yeah. I now have... Right now, I have an active WoW account and Wrath of the Lich King because I just wanted to try it out. Now, I will say this, because I'm certainly no Blizzard or WoW apologist, really. I mean, I typically love the effort that they put in their games, the polish that they put on their games.
Mm-hmm.
But WoW's been a weird journey. I feel like any other Blizzard game that's ever come out, it has taken years to come out, because when it comes out, it's like, this is more or less done. We may make tweaks, we may make little slight changes to this, but for all intents and purposes, you can buy this disc game, never plug it into the internet, and it is a perfect game from here to infinity. WoW feels like it came out as a beta, because I was there like from day one playing this game, have jumped in and out of it all throughout its existence of now 6 years, seven maybe?
2004 it came out.
Yeah. So it is a drastically different game now. It's like, this is one thing I appreciate about what Blizzard's done with it, is everything that you used to have to go and be a modder slash, you know, UI person to download the different, you know, they weren't really illegal mods or anything like this. I mean, there were some that they didn't particularly care for that could do, you know, bots. Well, bots, well, not even that, but like there was mods to like show you where the...
I had a good couple of map mods myself.
Yeah. I mean, there was ones that would like tell you exactly where to go to kill the guy and like where the, it would show you on the map, like where the mining points and herbs and things like that, where they weren't too keen on those because that was actually digging into the hidden code and extracting that. But
oh no.
Yeah. But they've looked at like what the popular mods are throughout the ages and have basically slowly but surely integrated them into the game, that it is actually a really nice experience questing in that game now. Like the map now brings up this is probably going to sound so stupid for people that have continually played WoW, but this is somebody who's been off of it for at least a year, probably longer. And but like you bring up your quest / map thing now, and you literally plug in this quest and it says, okay, you need to go this part of the map, and it has the little area shaded where if it's like kill 30 boars to get boar tusks, it'll actually highlight the area where they live and circulate. So it's like,
that's not bad.
It's really nice. I mean, it's like those built in map things that used to tell you how to do the quest are right there. So, you know, am I going to continue with it? I don't know. I just kind of wanted to.
Are you on a trial right now, or what do you want?
No, I gave them a month's worth. I was like, if I'm going to buy a $30 DLC, you know, expansion thing, I might as well sign up for a month or so.
$14 now?
It's still $15. They started the $15 MMO thing, which were always $9.99 before. Actually, I take that back. I think Star Wars Galaxy started that.
Yeah, they did.
But yeah, anyway, so.
Either way.
My thing is like, here's my take on WoW. Is like, I'm never going to get as involved with it as I once was, where I took a character from 1 to 60 and kept it there, and, you know, went on crazy raiding runs or things like that. But I feel like if I play a little bit here and there, you know, this game may be around for 10 more years.
Yeah.
It's not going to be too big of a jump to jump back in at any point in time if something amazing comes out for it. At the end of the day, it's still kind of the same game. It takes a lot of time to do very little. So, I don't know. That's my confession. I'm back into it.
Why didn't you buy StarCraft too?
I may. No, I knew I wasn't going to get to it that day, and I know I'm like really busy with work and planning to go to Dragon Con, so I knew jumping into StarCraft probably wasn't my best plan right now.
So you figured signing up for a month of WoW was a better solution?
Well, like I said, it doesn't have that new like intensity to play it thing.
Yeah, I can understand.
You know, like StarCraft would be like, oh God, I somehow have to finish this, even though I'm under no time constraint. I don't know.
I know.
I was tired one day and
I know what you
fuck
mean.
It. I actually really went there with the intent of buying StarCraft and ended up walking away with a renewed and upgraded WoW account. So, yeah. Who knows?
I've been trying to download the original StarCraft to my Mac.
How's that going?
Yeah, not so good.
You should do it while you're here.
Yeah, it's apparently 1.2 gigs.
You should do it while you're here.
Well, I doubt their servers will be any better.
Oh, well, I just meant my internet speed.
No, that doesn't matter, though.
Oh. It's their servers?
It's their servers.
I mean, I brought down all of WoW in like 20 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I can try it, but...
Yeah. I mean, that was the full download. I mean, was like 3 patches I had to do, but they were done in like 5 minutes.
Well, you still had it installed, though.
No. That is like, they have a download the whole client. Instead of like, when you're this far along, where you had, I think, 4 CDs of game, 4 CDs of Burning Crusade, and whatever Lich King had, you can now download a complete total client, because they literally just count you as, do you have WoW tier 1 original game 2, you know, with all the expansions, and just like all their other games.
The last time I tried to install it,
it's just like Diablo and StarCraft. I mean, you literally you don't put your StarCraft 1 disc in there and then patch 12 years worth of patches. You can just download pre-patched up-to-date copy from them.
Yeah, but StarCraft, whenever I try and download it, it just seems to take an utter eternity.
Okay.
And then eventually it errors out because either my laptop went to sleep because I tried to leave it on overnight, or, you know, network connection gets flaky or something stupid. And yeah, and it keeps booting me back to zero.
Interesting.
And then it's like, hey, no, you got to re-download the downloader and restart this. Yeah. So each time I have to restart the fucking download for 1.2 gigs. And
crazy.
Yeah, it's getting old. I just want to play some StarCraft, you know?
Yeah. I mean, a Zerg.
Hmm. That's what's funny. The confession of my own, I have never actually played StarCraft.
Like, I owned it.
Yeah. Like, okay. I bought the thing back when I was into all sorts of RTSs and stuff. Just didn't bother.
I'm afraid it doesn't hold up. I mean, millions of Koreans would disagree with me, but I just feel like, I've also made my confession that I'm not super into RTSs like I used to be. Mm-hmm. But I know about a year ago I tried to get back to it, and I was like, I don't know, just not feeling it. I mean, I still like the story and I like the setting, and I mean, you'd have me at a World of StarCraft, you know, if you had gave me a sci-fi MMO with the polish of a Blizzard game, like, wow. I mean, I just would be instantly more connected with it than...
Yeah, I know enough about the mythology, so to speak, of StarCraft to think that that would be pretty damn cool.
Yeah. But yeah, you almost just basically have two playable... They'd have to come up with other things. I mean, you can't... It'd be hard to play the Zerg as a playable character species. But, you know, the Protoss and the humans or Terrans, whatever, would be fun. And they'd have to come up with something else, but which they would.
Yeah.
They'd pull like, oh yeah, we mentioned that in cutscene, whatever. Something, something, something.
Yeah, for me, it's like going back and playing the original StarCraft is kind of... It interests me because the campaign's not that long for each...
No.
Each faction, so it's to not. Speak. You know, compared to the new one where it's like 30 missions.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to get StarCraft 2 eventually, but... Yeah.
I figure I will. I'll just never play online.
Yeah, this is true.
Well, is the 360 using the same servers?
Do what?
StarCraft 2? No, there's no 360 StarCraft.
Blizzard. I thought PC there was only. A StarCraft
2. No, PC no. only.
No, Blizzard has made, I think, two ventures into... console gaming and never again, I don't think.
Yeah, there's been rumors that Diablo 3 will be ported there, but that's kind of...
No.
I don't see it happening. Because the original Diablo, like the PlayStation version of Diablo, was horrendous.
Yeah. I mean, they did that, and they did StarCraft 64, and they tried to do StarCraft Ghost, but that never materialized.
Yeah, Ghost.
Yeah. It's like, it's in the same bin as Duke Nukem Forever. Yeah, sad thing is like I played some StarCraft Ghost, and it was a hell of a lot more polished than some games were that have been released to human. But you know, yeah.
Warcraft Adventures.
Oh,
way back when, which eventually they rolled a lot of that stuff into Warcraft 3. But
right,
you know, that's one thing about Blizzard. They're not afraid to just say fuck it. Yeah. This isn't working. It's never going to work.
Well, their problem is the problem with Blizzard and consoles is their development time. Is such that we're onto the next console generation before they get it out the door. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were trying to finish StarCraft 2 for the original Xbox in 2005. Mm. The 360 was already out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of weak.
That's weird. I could have swore I saw it.
I mean, PCs don't change enough that they can't just go, oh, we'll give it slightly higher resolution graphics when it comes out, like textures.
Mm-hmm.
We have these... Basically, with the PC, you can develop for graphics cards that aren't even out yet that can handle your game. And then you basically factor in, like, okay, when we're done in 3 years, there will be DirectX 12 cards that can do this. Or at least 11 will now be standard. Yeah. You know,
well, what do you think about QuakeCon? QuakeCon was last weekend.
Okay.
Carmack showed off the Rage engine.
Yeah.
Like running on an iPhone at 60 frames a second.
You know, I tried to see that video.
Fuck?
The man has made his pact with the devil, I think. He's done
how the fuck?
Dark magic. Dark magic.
Yeah. But that, the stuff I've seen of that game just that, looks was, amazing.
Was Carmack the one behind Daikatana, or was that the other?
No, that was Romero.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no, God. Carmack just stuck with like Doom.
Yeah. He was the one that made the wise choice. He chose wisely in the cup.
And then he went back into like, he went into making rockets and going into space and all that.
Sure. With Richard Garriott.
Yeah. And part of me is like, maybe we should have him doing that since NASA's not bothering anymore. But
I think so.
But I don't know. It's.
I think John Carmack and Richard Branson should get together and start a new space program. Space program.
Is it a space douche program?
Yeah.
But
space douche.
Yes.
What? Branson's awesome. The guy's fucking crazy.
He's crazy.
Yeah. I appreciate crazy, rich, eccentric people.
Well, yeah, if you're rich and you're crazy, you're eccentric. That's how it goes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But,
I mean, you know, we can love on him all we want, but I mean, let's face it. Steve Jobs is a douche. Richard Branson's pretty cool with his money.
Yeah, that's true.
Barcode but, on the license plate. Did you see that?
What?
Steve Jobs' license plate.
Is a barcode?
It's a barcode.
Yeah. That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, okay. Whatever. But yeah, like just seeing all that Rage stuff, it's weird, but I can't wait to see the other games that make it get made with that engine.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It's like, one of those things.
I kind of don't care about the actual game.
Yeah. Like who gave a fuck about Unreal Tournament 3? You know, it's like, it's what they got made with the Unreal Engine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to be like, now, isn't it, does Bethesda own them?
Id? Yes.
Yeah. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you look on.
Sweet Jesus, tell me they're developing the next Elder Scrolls on that.
Or Fallout.
Holy fuck.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm all behind that.
And whatever Fallout is after New Vegas.
Sure.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah,
if you actually go into Xbox Live now, they've taken the Doom 1 and 2 Xbox Live arcade games and they now say Bethesda Id on them on the cover art.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They've gone back and retroactively done that.
It's kind of
I know. It's weird because it's yeah. Retroactive, but they do own each other now or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They're all ZeniMax French people. God. Je ne sais quoi.
Yeah, like you said.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I thought we had more games.
Oh, I do have some more games. I finished Splinter Cell Conviction, Fisher.
Oh, you finished it?
I did. And
mark and execute, Fisher.
That's about all I can say. Is once there are the brick walls we talked about last week, but I mean, I got past that breaking into third echelon level where, like I said, I feel like your gun became a pea shooter.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I just blew through the rest of the game. I mean, no problems after that.
Really?
Yeah. It's pretty satisfying. It's pretty short. I mean, you know, roadblocks aside, it's a pretty short game. What I was going to talk about is in having played a little bit of Assassin's Creed 2. I haven't put a lot of time into that, but between that, Prince of Persia and Splinter Cell, they're all Ubisoft games that have that Uplay system, which is it's kind of like a second set of achievements, but those achievements can unlock points for the Uplay store where you can download extra bonus content. And the strange thing about it is it's not tied to a new game. You can just go into it from the menu, you know, so it doesn't require a code or anything like that. So I don't know what their strange incentive, like, I don't know why they created this basically is what I'm saying. Like, it doesn't incentivize anybody to buy a new copy of the game. You could just, I mean, I borrowed your copy of Assassin's Creed 2 and was able to go right in, no code, no nothing.
And so, you borrowed my copy of Splinter Cell Conviction.
True. This is true. So, but what I didn't realize, unfortunately, is that the Uplay app apparently has some sort of data somewhere that's tied to your Xbox Live account because the points are cumulative across all the Uplay enabled games.
Okay.
I thought that when you went in there and you saw the points, that was what you had unlocked for that game. So unfortunately, in Forgotten Sands, I just went through and unlocked everything because I was like, oh, I beat the game. I must have unlocked all the challenges. What I was doing is I was stealing points from some of my other games. So I got crap that I didn't really want or need. And I can't get the points back.
Like, what kind of stuff are you unlocking?
I think there's usually like something that costs 10 Uplay points, something costs 20, 30, and 40. The 10's usually like a theme, you know, something lame for your Xbox. It's the cheap one.
Yeah.
20 usually is something kind of lame, but not super lame. And then it's the 30 and the 40. Like, for example, like on Splinter Cell, the 30 is a new gun that's the only way you can get it. Is unlocking the certain gun in the Uplay thing.
Yeah.
And 40 is actually like a whole new mode. Like a new mode for the game gets unlocked.
Oh, really?
I think it's called like infiltration mode or something like that. Which is basically like a takeoff on the Predator. Well, it's not Predator, it's Batman, but Hunter. They call it Hunter mode. It's basically you play through a level and just strictly go and take out guys, you know, without them. Like if they discover you, more guys come.
But so it's basically a stealth mode.
Yeah, it's kind of a stealth kill mode. But infiltration is like basically the same thing, except you literally cannot get seen like at all. Like if they discover you at all, it's game over and start over. Mm-hmm. So it's just kind of a harder version of the other one. But I stole points. You know, I did stupid things in Forgotten Sands I didn't even need. Like there was an experience points boost, which I didn't need because I was just like, you know, so I got a stupid theme and experience points boost I didn't even need, and like a the Assassin's Creed 2 guy's costume gets unlocked for Forgotten Sands. Like, you can wear Ezio's costume, whatever his name is. So I just unlocked all everything because I thought it was those points were from that game. No. So I don't have enough points in Splinter Cell to unlock, like, the last gun.
Yeah, that kind of sucks.
So that kind of, yeah, that sucked. Yeah, the 20 point was another costume is what it was. Like, there's kind of a weird, like, multiplayer costume thing. You can unlock costumes and unlock. They have, like, costumes, camouflage, which kind of turns it the same costume, different colors. And then they have upgrades, which you can, like, upgrade your ammo capabilities, your armor, and your something else. Oh, your gadgets. How many gadgets you can hold.
Gadgets so what like you're grenades. Saying is whenever I actually bother to when play you put in these games that I keep loaning to you, that I should sync them to Uplay and then not spend the points unless I really, really want whatever the hell it is.
Yeah, don't get the stupid things like themes and alternate costumes or
but
experience
I like
points
boost. Themes.
Let's say, what if he really needs a theme?
Then you listen to Superfly or Shaft and go from there.
I believe I currently have the Jack Lynx messing with Sasquatch theme.
Okay. On my... All right.
That was, it was free.
I would recommend the new Nikita theme.
There's a Nikita theme?
Yeah, apparently they're bringing back La Femme Nikita once again. What? Another TV show. But anyway, whoever's the chick that's in it, it's really hot. And you know, they got pictures of her scantily clad.
Hey.
Pro tip.
We're all pro tipping here.
Yeah, for free. I think it's Maggie Q, that chick. Kind of just like half Asian chick.
Oh, really? I think she's the new La Femme Nikita?
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's who it was. That's who they're still
I don't know
like
about
her.
That.
They kind of look like her. I didn't get too involved in looking at what the hell the show is
she's
about.
Your theme. How do you not get
I didn't
involved
change it.
Her?
I just downloaded
looking
it.
At her face.
So wait, so you just downloaded it, but you didn't install it?
I downloaded all the free crap until I fill up my hard drive, and I'm like, I don't usually bother with themes. I grab all the gamer pictures, which is probably dumber because when I do decide to change my gamer picture, it takes me like 30 minutes to...
I've never seen you change your gamer picture either.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I change my gamer picture all the time.
I've never seen it.
You always have women.
Yeah.
It kind of freaks me out.
Right now, I've got ScarJo from, you know, as Black Widow.
I'll have to look.
Okay.
Hey, look, there it is. Nikita theme pack.
See? There you go.
Thanks, Xbox Live Marketplace.
Maybe I'll change
released
it to
8/9/2010.
See?
39 people have rated it. It's got 4.5 stars.
Awesome. It's because it's got chicks.
Download to
chicks
Xbox
rule.
360.
See?
There you go.
I didn't always have chicks. I don't know. It's been my running theme for like the last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You had summer.
Yeah. Mostly summer.
Yeah. Well, it's because when summer started, I changed it to summer cloud. See what I did there?
No.
It's hot in here. Must be summer. Yeah, I just stole a joke.
Why don't you go play WoW,
the
you
big
fucker.
Bang theory. Yeah.
I hate
what
you.
Server are you on WoW?
I don't fucking know.
Are you kidding me?
No, I did not. I don't. There's like 80 servers. I don't remember the fucking
name. You don't remember the name
I've
of your
got,
server.
The only one I remember is the reason I bought the money on because I haven't even really played all that much because I basically just went through and looked at all my, and I swear to God, somebody hacked my fucking account. No, I forgot.
Why are you pointing at me?
No.
He's pointing angrily. He's like, he's giving me the Harrison Ford, you stay away from my family.
Get off my plane.
Yeah.
No, I swear to God, someone did hack my account because I had a bunch of like single characters on one server with names like QVMMMMM.
Yeah.
I swear to God, someone's been in my account. There's no way I went through and made fucking level one characters that didn't have a single point of experience.
And all said, hey, buy gold, that, fuckers.
Yeah. And they don't LFG think anyone ever got in my account. They swear nobody got my account. I've changed my password, you know, and everything like that. I'm going to download the fucking authenticator thing that they've got.
For what them. About some of those heavy drinking nights?
Like, I had 8 characters named QVMMMMM on several servers. No,
maybe your
someone
face
got
fell asleep on the keyboard.
Yeah, I just passed out my Mountain Dew and Cheetos rage quit.
Yep.
QVMMMMM.
I hate Mal Gaines so much.
Yeah.
So you're on the Zerg server, is what you're saying?
Yes, I am on the Zerg server. No, the only one I can think of, and the reason I moved there is, and that's the other reason I bought gold, because it's a fucking PvP server, but they were like, oh, it's fun, let's come play on here. And it was the Executus server. So I'm just dropping that bomb.
The what server?
Executus. The Executus.
Oh.
But I don't come looking for me expecting me to actually be playing on there. Mm-hmm. But I'll give you some free gold. Buy
well,
gold.
Thanks.
Buy gold free. What? StarCraft tacos?
Oh.
I thought I saw a taco.
It does look like a taco.
Apparently it was my connection because, I've just downloaded the entire 1.2 gigs worth of StarCraft.
I told you. Mine, I got fat internets. Anyway.
Yeah. So I guess I'll be playing StarCraft soon.
Sure. So yeah, Splinter Cell played that. God, I think I'm done. Yeah. I don't think I got anything else.
Hmm. Yeah, so you're only at a little bit over 50,000 now, huh?
What, gamer score?
Yeah.
Yeah?
You fucker.
Okay.
No, so are you. You're only a little over 50,000.
1 point over.
Hell yeah.
I'm a lot under.
So, yeah. I think I'm out of games.
Hmm. So Splinter Cell.
Splinter Cell, yes.
Getting back, are you going to buy it to play co-op, or are you kind of like
are what's you ever going to play co-op?
What's your price limit? Like, if you were to buy it to play co-op, what would your price limit be on this? Like, you find it for under 20, find it for under 15, find it for under 10.
No, I could do under 30. It's probably already under 30, right?
I'm pretty sure it is. Pretty
yeah,
sure
I could dropped. Do. I could pull around 25. That seems like the value of this game. I mean, to rebuy it. I mean, you know,
yeah. Because what level did you play it through on? Did you play it on hard or
two dots? I think that's normal.
Two dots.
Well, they have like the three. You know, Plant Sam Fisher three dot night vision thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know these things.
Right.
I played two dots.
Oh, were there any? Did he ever have night vision goggles, or was it only the sonar?
Sonar things? Goggles only, which are actually pretty fucking cool. I gotta say, I thought I would not like them, but they kind of act like night vision goggles because you kind of have to use them in certain points when it gets real goddamn dark. You can't see where you're going unless you have them on. But what's cool is like because they're sonar based, like you put them on and they do out the little ping and kind of show you where people are. But if you start moving, your vision gets real blurry. Like I said, if you're moving real fast, it gets funky. So you kind of have to put them on and move real slow in certain certain parts. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's sad. I played the whole game basically with two weapons, pistol and a silenced SMG.
Was there an achievement for that?
No, I'm just saying like there's all those guns.
That's
in
all
the game.
I care about.
That's all. There's all those guns good. And
so
stuff.
So you did
in the
not
game.
Maximize your points in that game, is what you're saying?
No, that's the thing.
You're going to be too busy playing WoW, and now I'm going to surpass you pretty thoroughly.
So true.
I'm going to get so far ahead, you can't even buy enough copies of Fallout 3 on PC to catch me.
What about 2K6 games?
They're on the shelf.
Fuck you.
They're on the shelf.
Yeah, I saw those.
Three of them are there, yes.
No.
It's missing one. The one I actually might want to play, I couldn't find in NHL. But anyway, moving on.
Yeah, you know.
So, no, that's one of the weird things. Is I guess you've got to play a lot of the hunter missions and co-op stuff because there's achievements to, like, max every weapon out. And I'm sorely lacking it. I mean, I was doing it just to slowly but surely work my way through, you know, upgrading all the guns. But I've got quite a ways to go. So, yeah, it's fun. I'm very curious to see how the co-op would play. Seems very strange game to have co-op in, to be honest with you.
I'm sneaky. You're sneakier.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder who the other character is.
That's a good question. I don't know. I think you could play the airfield.
Fuck! Fisher!
I mean, not, you know, actually be the airfield. That's what I want to be.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh! My God, how did we not talk about this yet?
Oh, I think I know where you're going with this.
Speed round begins now.
I figured it might.
Dude!
Well, it's beyond a speed round. It's because we have other potential...
Mm-hmm.
Something else about regarding...
Claptraps.
What? Yes. Okay. We're going to talk Borderlands.
Borderlands.
Fourth DLC coming soon.
Fourth and final.
Ding, by the way.
Ding. Oh, yes. 61.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got Tommy up to 61.
Woohoo.
Hooray.
Yay.
And what's it called? Something, something, Claptrap?
All I know is they had like a Viva la Revolution poster with the Claptrap on it.
All right. Fuck. The game's been out for 10 months. Basically, it continues on the little thing at the end of the credits that the Claptraps kind of go nuts.
Yeah, like the ninja claptrap activates or whatever.
And so they kind of go nuts and, I guess, rise up, the rise of the machines. Yeah. And then you have to find your salvation, and it kind of sucks. But, yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah, but I can't wait.
Yeah.
More Borderlands.
More
finally.
Borderlands.
I'm a little bummed no level cap, like no level cap raise.
Sound like that,
but
no.
It gave more points. Like,
yeah.
What was it, 10 more points
10
per
more,
person?
10 more talent points.
Yeah, which...
Ooh.
Yeah,
that's
you're basically going to be almost, like, almost maxed everyone, out your
yeah,
character.
I think
everyone's going to be maxed
out. I'm only two away from being full anyway.
Yeah. Wait, two? What do you mean?
No,
two?
You're
more
trust
than
me,
that.
You're not.
No, you're not.
Well, I think I am.
No.
No. You haven't played Mad Moxie.
I've played this game.
Yeah. You are talking to the wrong people about this, sir.
You can get one more point from Moxie, which is
two more points.
Two, is it two?
Each playthrough you get.
Oh, one more. Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I mean, it's a.
But yeah, that and Claptrap action figures. God, I can't wait to get a Claptrap action figure.
Yeah. So that's pretty much it as far as Borderlands. We're psyched. We're jazzed.
And that's next month. It's only like a month away.
A month away, where another speed round will begin.
Fuck yes.
But the other rumor, and this is strictly totally in the rumor bin, but someone started the rumor that Gearbox may be acquiring and finishing DNF. Did not finish Duke Nukem Forever. That they may have gotten what was it 3D Realms had and taking charge of it. It's strictly rumor, but you know, hey, any glimmer of hope of Duke living on, I'll take it. I know it's not going to happen.
I don't know. I don't know if I want it anymore. I really don't.
Once it's in your lap, you'll want it.
You will.
Once it's there,
when it exists, you will want it. Gearbox, I think, is the best choice.
Yeah, I was going to say
their humor is right in line with that. I mean, when you play the part that you were talking about, when you go play the Athena Rescue and you listen to the dialogue and the jokes made in, I mean, in Nox, the way Nox acts, I mean, this is totally the right kind of, this is their kind of humor. And I think they've got the skills to pay the bills, so.
I hope so.
Yeah.
But rumor. I mean, nothing.
Oh, yeah, totally rumor. I have no idea. Some guy might have just been sitting on his blog about it. Wouldn't it really be great if Gearbox wouldn't finish Duke Nukem Forever? That would be awesome. And then someone's like, I hear Gearbox is going to finish Duke Nukem Forever.
Holy shit, shit.
Yeah, that's modern day journalism. We're so eager to hear something that anything said. But hey, it makes sense, too. It's a good fit, I think. I mean, you don't want, I can't think of another company I want trying to tackle Duke Nukem at this point in time. I mean,
what's weird is I'm going to end up having that debate.
Well, I mean,
when it comes out, I mean, like, do I get it on PC and stick with where it was, or do I go 360? Which is kind of how it's going to be with Half-Life Episode 3. I'm probably going to end up buying both of them.
Mm. Okay.
The PC one, just because I've played every Half-Life game on PC first and then played like the Orange Box version and the other stuff on 360. But
yeah. Yeah, I mean, you could argue that Valve wouldn't make a good Duke Nukem game.
No.
I'm just saying, I'm thinking of games that, you know, game companies that could do it, you know, that have competent first-person shooters, which are sadly few and far between these days.
So many of them closing down.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't think of anybody else. Gearbox seems like a good fit. But if they do this, good. So long, Bethesda, as my favorite game studio.
Really, you care that much?
Oh, I care Duke, that much. I care Duke no,
forever.
I love Borderlands that much, and if they somehow it's almost a matter of pride that if they make Duke Nukem Forever happen, that's it, done.
Okay, I have a question for you then.
Okay,
how do you
if having Duke Nukem Forever delayed Borderlands 2, how would you feel about that?
I don't think it should. I don't think it'd be the same teams. I think they would be parlaying their success of Borderlands into bringing, you know, hiring away 3D Realms people to finish Duke Nukem.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're probably looking for jobs if they don't already have them. So,
yeah, everybody's looking for jobs these days.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think they would be bringing in, because I think Borderlands was like a far bigger hit than they were anticipating.
It wasn't a super mega hit, but it was bigger than
like any of their Hell's Highways. Or
Brothers in Arms.
Yeah.
Brothers.
One of them was Hell's Highway. But yeah, I mean, it was way bigger than any of those ever were. And I mean, they had major layoffs right before Borderlands came out, because I don't think they were expecting to be able to continue at
the pace that they were. Kind of become standard practice, too, is like once the game's done.
I don't even think it was that. Everybody. I don't think it was that so much as like, I just don't think they were expecting it to be as big as it was. I think they, you know, they probably have some kind of early buzz thing that they were anticipating, and I think people got their hands on Borderlands and were like, oh, I like it, you know.
Yeah.
Suddenly, you know, flying off the shelf, and they
other than all the PC people who hate it with a burning passion.
Whatever. Entitled fucks. Anyway.
That's what's funny, because it's so funny to read like message boards where that stuff's announced, because half the messages are like, fuck Gearbox, bunch of fucking liars, fuck them, fuck, broken game, fuck. And then all the 360 people are like, sweet, more Borderlands. That game's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, it's such a distinct split.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, I don't even want to talk about PC gamers.
Yeah.
I hate to, like, that I feel like that's my roots and this is where it's come from. But
yeah, I know what you mean.
On a whole, it's like, I mean, PC users these days are just fucking retarded when it comes to everything. Internet message boards will tell you this. Mm-hmm. Read anything. Anyway.
Yeah.
Back in the day, if like your PC game didn't do what you wanted to do, you got in and you made it do what you wanted it to do. This is why all these people who are designing games now have their jobs. That's what they were, level designers at home, and they learned to do this shit. Yeah.
I tried to make Quake levels back in the day. That shit's hard.
Yeah.
That shit's way hard.
Yeah. I mean, it was not my thing. I think I could write a video game. I don't think I could do anything to
produce it,
you know. Mm-hmm. I could design a level on paper and talking to somebody like, hey, wouldn't it be cool if you do this?
I could design the UI and the menus. That's about it. They'd look pretty fucking sweet.
I could do some proofreading on the subtitles.
I couldn't even do that.
Yeah. I could record some audio.
Pew, pew.
But anyway, yeah, I don't
know. You've totally sold me on hiring you for a video game company.
I'd be a great asset. Yeah. I'll make all your pew pew noises for you.
Pew pew. Sweet. All right.
So, yeah.
So, is it value pick time?
Oh, sure.
All right. Picks of value.
Picks of value.
Do you have one?
I do. This is going to be kind of a weird one because it's quite old, but I remember really, really liking this because I like the series that it spun off of. But I was a big fan of the Age of Empires games back in the day on...
Some hardcore strategy going on there, huh?
Yeah, but the one I'm going to actually recommend, because it's $20 with the expansion on the PC, is Age of Mythology, which was like Age of Empires, but you could basically summon various and assorted gods depending on what nation you were playing. Like, if you were playing the Egyptians, you could bring out Ra and, you know, things like that.
To smote people.
So
yes.
It was pretty fun, and... I'm sorry if it's terrible now, because I'm going to be honest, I've thought about going back and playing it, but it's been a long time.
Is it on Steam?
No, this was me doing a $20 or less search on GameStop.
Oh.
I forgot that I'm supposed to check things on Steam when I'm recommending PC things.
Yeah, PC Steam is the only way to go now.
And you can buy it for $20 on disc at GameStop. If you can find it somewhere else, then good for you. Because I don't like recommending them.
I got another GameStop game for you.
Oh, no. What?
Stuntman Ignition.
What, really? Okay.
Really?
Was this a good game?
I had fun with it.
Okay.
Isn't that the one where you fling people through the windshield? Which one is that?
Fling? No, I think you're playing a stuntman. That was
No Holds Barred.
No Holds Barred, brother.
That's a different podcast.
This is the one where you're actually trying to recreate stunts from movies and doing crazy stuff. The version, the original Stuntman on PS2, was an exercise in frustration due to load times.
Where you had to land on trains and stuff like that.
And like super precise moves. Mm-hmm. This one, I liked Ignition because it was the same type of thing where you got to do really cool, you know, do a barrel roll and just all sorts of cool stunts on command and different cars and different types of movies to be in. And I liked it because it was a lot more forgiving than the first game was, where the first game was like, nope, you're a foot to the left.
Yeah, one
fuck
tire.
You.
You got a restart. Tire hitting a curb and you're done. Yeah,
this one, it was, I mean, trying to get the golds or whatever the highest, you know, level on each of the levels was...
I want the gold.
Was freaking like an exercise in frustration. But if you were just looking to just play through the game and have some fun, it was... I had a lot of fun with it. And I think it had multiplayer in it too, but I never even bothered. And that game's like 3 years old now. So yeah, you could play multiplayer with yourself if you really wanted to. But yeah, it's like $12 at GameStop. I doubt you'll even find new copies anymore, but I had fun with it, but it's not for everybody. But it is a fun little car racer with fun objectives that you have to do.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Mr. Teestrel.
So, Mr. Teestrel, let's...
Yeah, I've had my pick up here for a little bit. My pick is Beautiful Katamari by Namco.
For the Xbox 360?
For the Xbox 360. Amazon's got it at $28.82. You'd be able to find a lot less than that. But you gotta love anytime you just have this magnetic ball that you just roll up a bunch of shit.
Well, I'll say this about that. What? I loved my Katamaris on the PlayStation 2. I, however, barely played Beautiful Katamari on the Xbox 360.
Because of the stick layout.
Because of the stick layout. Mm-hmm. It fucks my head up trying to
see that. I got used to it.
I got used to it too, but...
Try playing...
I tried playing my Katamari on PSP. I tried.
Carpal Tunnel. Tough.
Yeah, that sucked too.
I've beaten every level on that as well.
Unfortunately, to me, if I were going to buy a Katamari game, it had to be on the PS3. Just because of the controller.
No, there is Katamari Forever.
There's Katamari Forever, and apparently that's down at $23.97, so...
Hmm.
Oh, really?
Also a value pick.
Okay. Well, if you have the means, I would suggest that just because of the stick layout. And, you know, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, the 360 version is still pretty good.
Yeah.
The only problem is it pulls on-disc DLC. Bullshit. But it was sold at a value price originally, so it's kind of one of those, well...
Right.
But yeah, but it was basically like, you know, 108K for the DLC to unlock whatever levels were already in the game. So that's kind of like shitty DLC. But if you're getting it cheap enough, you can afford the extra $10 or whatever to unlock the real fun, crazy levels later on.
Tell you what, though, at that price, though, I'm definitely thinking about picking up the Katamari Forever.
Okay.
44 new at 25 bucks.
Well, there you go.
That's the thing is those games are all the same, but it's a really fun the same.
Yeah.
You know?
And then there's Nobi Nobi Boy, which I still don't understand.
It's not the same.
But I enjoy it for some strange reason.
I enjoy that it exists. I still haven't even figured out how it works or how the trophies on it work or anything. I
don't know. You should try the iPad version.
There's an iPad version?
Yeah. It makes even less sense.
Wow.
I think it's honestly designed with the most fucked up UI known to man just to confuse you.
It seems like that.
Yeah.
Like, because I know that guy, like, they kept trying to make him make more Katamari games.
Right. He's like, no.
And he was just more interested in, like, making playgrounds and stuff. Like, literal, like, physical playgrounds. Yeah. Like, that's sure, what he wanted to go do.
Okay.
And then apparently they coaxed him back and he made Nobi Nobi Boy because he was probably like, oh, you'll pay me to do whatever the hell I want? And they're like, yeah, you make Katamari. You're awesome, right? And he's like, all right, then.
Stretchy worm guy.
And Namco
Nobi Nobi Boy.
Namco had to be like, shit. We signed that contract with him, didn't we?
We can sell this for like $3 on the PS3, right?
Yeah. How much will people pay?
Apparently about $3.
About $3.
In my case, twice.
Did they ever finish the stretch? Wasn't there like a multiplayer?
Oh, they're trying to get to the planet. So I think they've made it to Jupiter.
Yeah, they changed
the requirements.
The requirements
no longer actually the actual distance because they figured out that
the actual distance it would take
50 years.
And the rate people were playing, it would have taken like hundreds of years for us to reach just even Mars, I believe. I think they would have made the moon, but Mars was like,
oh, we made the moon legitimately.
Yeah.
Oh, they did?
This was before the update. Yes. Mm-hmm.
They do it not because it's easy.
Hard. I love that you said we made the moon rather than they made the moon.
Yeah, I was part of it.
I know you were.
I thought I was part of it, and then I realized I never upload my stats.
Oh.
To, what is it, girl or whatever?
Yes.
See, the way the user interface in that is so completely fucked up that I just don't even... I just end up hitting the guide button there. The little
just doing it.
Home button and then quitting.
Yeah. Yeah. We made the moon.
Okay.
We landed on the moon!
I think that was a Hollywood.
It was not faked.
Yeah.
Don't even start that shit.
My bad.
Don't you watch Mythbusters?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
Capricorn. Yep. One. Whatever.
Yes, that. All right. So, yeah. I think we're done here, aren't we?
Sure.
We can't talk about any more games.
I got no more game to talk about.
Yeah.
Till next time.
I am over 50K. We'll see where I'm at next time.
I'll be legitimately over 50K someday.
Pretty soon, I would think.
Probably.
All you got to do is throw some 2K sports games in.
Sure.
Because those at least you actually have to play to get the achievements.
Not for very long.
You don't just type.
Hey, typing's hard.
Now, if Typing of the Dead had achievements, I would give you credit then. But
yeah.
It doesn't, so fuck you.
Mm, cool.
All right.
So, if you'd like to get in touch with us, number one, first and foremost, head on over to noquarters.net, the website, the home for all things
the place where I'm supposed to put
show notes
and never do, because,
well, that's okay. Like, I work a lot. The last one you did, I never put the music on. So, you know, yeah, we try, but
I used to do it at work, I can admit, and that is not an option anymore.
Yeah. Lives kind of got shitty, but hey, we soldier on best that we can. Mm-hmm. But the other places you can find us is we're on the Face Book, Facebook. Search for No Quarters, and then you can like us, be a fan, whatever the hell they're calling it this week.
If more of you like us there, we'll actually update to that.
Yes, precisely.
Yeah, because we kind of don't care right now, because there's only like four or five people.
And, you know, if that's because you're anti-Facebook, good on you. Don't change your ways. I'm right there with you.
Harlow likes.
Yes, I do like thumbs up. Yeah.
I know how we'll get a ton of fans on Facebook. Quartersville.
Oh, yes.
No Quarters Wars.
Mm-hmm. Did you just go there?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what we'll do. We'll start a shitty app where people just have to check in each day and get credits or some bullshit.
On our farm, you can grow helicopters and Colin McRae.
Yes.
Actually, you can plant Colin McRae and grow a helicopter. Hmm.
And there's
kind of reverse psychology.
And there's a kill an entire motherfucking generation button.
This is true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Start your farm over.
Yeah.
But also, you can find us over at Twitter. We're at No Quarters Net, which we sometimes post there when we feel the need. Mm-hmm. You can email us to, is it talk@noquarters.net?
Where my skull.
Where my skull at.
Converse.
No quarters.net. Yeah. Yeah. There's various spellings of where my skull. Not with the app symbol, noquarters.net. So all these are linked on the webpage. That's probably your best bet. Just head there.
I think so.
Leave comments. Talk to us.
Yeah. You can also go to Gamers with Cass.
Oh, of course. Gamerswithcass.com.
Like I said, we've been playing games with some guys from That Video Game Podcast.
Indeed.
Pretty cool dudes. Pretty cool podcast they got.
Right on.
And they got plenty of other ones too, and they seem to be adding more every freaking week.
Yep.
It's like people just keep making podcasts.
Fuck.
Sending them to the internet.
Shit. But how many of them are motherfucking video game podcasts?
I think we are the only ones right now that claim to that. But, well, you know, I'm sure the trend will catch on eventually. And
sure. Well, then we'll just be lost in the crowd.
Mothers and video games will be fucked at some point.
Well, I was playing this video game last night, and there was this hot coffee mod. There was fucking mothers. In my video games.
Start just mothers being fucked everywhere.
I decided to record something about it. No. Here we go. my mother just became Adam Sandler's mother there for a second. So.
No.
All right, anyway. So
that is not on No Quarter.
That
NoQuarters.net, nope. Is it on Gamers with Cass Network, no. Just so you know.
This is so true.
T-Strell has stopped listening to us
completely. No.
He's ignoring us. It's fine.
Yeah. Let's get out of here. Let's go play some video games. You heard?
As long as it's not WoW.
Fair enough. I said video games, not waste of your life.
Good call.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, right. I'm Harlow.
I'm Mackie.
T-Strell.
And No Quarters.
We're out.
Audi.
Yes.
What's wrong with my brain today?
That
Audi?
I have officially broken my brain.
Quattro TT,
yeah.
Yo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Drop that knowledge and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, stop recording.
Hit it, I gotta pee.
Fuck.